Hello and welcome to the episode 144 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today, we have a recording session in Hamburg, another in London, and a trip to the Bahamas to promote world peace. Let's start with the 24th of May 1961 performance at the Top Ten Club in Hamburg, West Germany. It was the Beatles' second residency in the city, and Pete Best was still their drummer. In 1962, in the morning, producer and Parlophone A&R head George Martin received the typed contract he would offer to the Beatles to tie them to the label. Martin sent a copy to manager Brian Epstein to iron out any mistake. Meanwhile, in Germany, the Beatles were in the recording studio with producer Bert Kampfert to tape two songs as backing of singer Tony Sheridan. The session, their fourth with Sheridan, after those detailed in episode 173, 174, and 175 of this very podcast, came to be when Epstein discovered that the Beatles were still technically under contract with Kampfert and Polydor Records in Germany. The two businessmen talked things over, and Kampfert agreed to release the lads after one more recording as backing for Sheridan. This one. It then came to be that the Beatles recorded the backing of Swanee River and Sweet Georgia Brown Today, working at Studio Rahlstedt with Roy Young at the piano, a musician that had sometimes accompanied the band during the Star Club performances. Tony Sheridan was absent from the session and would record his vocals on a later date. Sweet Georgia Brown was released in 1962 as part of the Ya Ya AP, credited to Tony Sheridan and the Beat Brothers. Swanee River, instead, was never released, and the master tape was lost in the subsequent years. Tony Sheridan did record another version of the song for release, but the Beatles had nothing to do with it. At night, the lads, still featuring Pete Best on drums, performed at the Star Club for the 41st night from the start of their third residency in Hamburg, started on the 13th of April. Let's now move on to 1963. As you might recall from episode 120 of What a Fab Day, BBC had approved the birth of a Beatles radio series. This afternoon, the Fabs recorded their first Pop Go the Beatles BBC radio show, with Lee Peters as compere and the Lorne Gibson Trio as musical guests. Naturally, the Beatles appeared as resident band. The recording took place from 2 to 6pm at the Aeolian Hall in London. The Beatles taped their performances of From Me to You, Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, Do You Want to Know a Secret, You Really Got a Hold on Me, Misery, and The Hippie Hippie Shake. Beatles historian Mark Lewson maintains that the Fabs had some slight difficulty recording the show, being the first time they played the role of hosts. The band also recorded the rock version of the nursery rhyme Pop Goes the Weasel, changed to fit the title of the show. The song served as the tune that would open and close each episode. Pop Go the Beatles was first broadcast on the 4th of June at 5pm for an audience of about 2,800,000 people. The appreciation index of the program was a meager 52 out of 100, despite some ecstatic comments from a segment of the interviewed audience. In the evening, after the recording, the Beatles performed a slot at another stop of the Roy Orbison package tour, this time at the Granada Cinema in Walthamstow, London. By the way, remember to let your voice be heard whether or not you like this podcast. Drop me a line, send me comments, I'm all ears. Or should I say eyes? Anyway, you get my drift. Also remember to please visit www.simonmas.com/support and make the difference by helping me to keep going with the creation of this and other music-related content to be put online. Thank you for being fab! On the 24th of May 1967, the Beatles saw Procol Harum performing live at the Speakeasy Club in London. John Lennon was a big fan of their first hit, A Whiter Shade of Pale. In 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono flew to the Bahamas from London with Ono's daughter Kyoko, Apple's publicist Derek Taylor, and two film operators. The idea was to have a second Bed In for Peace on the archipelago, and specifically at the Sheraton Oceanus Hotel in Freeport. The destination was chosen because John couldn't obtain a US visa due to his November 1968 drug conviction. The couple thought that broadcasting their message of peace to the States from Bahamas was a good enough compromise on the initial idea of meeting President Nixon to give him some acorn. The group was forced to pay over £500, about £7,000 in 2020 money, for the excess baggage, mostly due to filming equipment. This closes today's episode of What a Fab Day. Tomorrow, we have the recording of It's All Too Much and other assorted stories. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.